Tamworth's number one, 92.9, 18 past 8, Coldplay and Yellow on this Thursday morning, and getting underway from tomorrow, running for 10 days, all things food, wine, produce from right around the region, gets underway with the Taste Tamworth Festival. And to tell us more about it from the events team at Tamworth Regional Council, Mel, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very well, thank you.
That's the way. So much going on with Taste Tamworth. It all gets underway from tomorrow. There's plenty going on. The powerhouse at Tamworth are doing world's best beef and wine degustation dinner. This is cool.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. So it's they're celebrating how farm to plate really means, like what it really means.
Yep.
There'll be Jack's Creek produce paired with some award-winning wine. So it's five courses. And yeah, there's a few tickets still available.
Fantastic. Lovely. You get all the details on the Destination Tamworth website. We'll give you all the details at the end. But that looks fantastic because the guys at Jack's Creek, they got like the world's best steak
they
won last year. So definitely give that one a try. That's for sure. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Then also we have got the Spilt Milk. They're doing the Cow to Cone experience as well. This is coming up on two Saturdays, both Saturdays of the Taste Tamworth Festival, but Saturday the 6th to get it underway. We can do a bit of a tour and find out how their gelato is made, which is funky.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. So definitely check that one out. That one on at the Spilt Milk bar there in Peel Street. Can't miss it. And then this is going to be amazing. Of course, Sweet Street is back on the Sunday afternoon this year. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so third year. I'm really excited that it's continuing with its popularity. The vendors are all still booking in and everyone I talk to is excited about the afternoon. So, yeah, I don't know what there would be to hate about it. It's all fun afternoon tea. It's sugar.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. All the best desserts. What's some of the stalls we've got for Sweet Street this year?
So we've got G-Free Donut. We've got Karen's Macarons. Get Pickled will be there with their loaded cookies, which are always a hit. The Daily Cupcake Co., Delish on Wheels. So there'll be ice cream, cupcakes, everything that you could want, really.
Fantastic. If you have a big Sunday lunch,
yeah,
and after all that savoury goodness, if you feel like something sweet, that's a place to be.
That's right. And everyone has a dessert stomach, so it's
yes,
fun.
That's exactly right. That's it. Love that. Now, when's it on and where?
So it will be 2 till 5.
Yep.
2 p.m. till 5 p.m. on Sunday in the Fitzroy Plaza, so behind Target where the roundabout is. Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. So definitely get along. Check that one out. 2 to 5 on Sunday this year for Sweet Street. Definitely get along and enjoy that one. And then for something a little bit more refined, I think it's safe enough to say, there's the High Tea with Classical Music going on with the Tamworth Conservatorium of Music on Saturday afternoon from 3 till 6. This is cool.
Yeah, so they haven't done this one before, and I think it will be a great way to highlight what they do at the con, and people can come up, listen to some music, and have a lovely afternoon tea.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. There's limited spots available for that one. You can get all the details on the Tamworth Regional Conservatorium of Music website and Facebook page for all the details. And then I love this, as Taste continues over the 10 days, so many local businesses just getting involved in this. We've got everything from, you know, Pinoir and Picasso. They're doing sort of paintings of food and bits and pieces like that. There's so many businesses getting involved in this, which is, it's great to see.
Yeah, that's right. Without them, we wouldn't have a calendar. So we have the Post Office Hotel is also having a taste trivia.
Cool.
Just adding something different and interesting to the venues. Tom's Bar will be opening for a few different experiences as well. They've got tickets available. And we finish up the week with the Nundle Picnic and Market Day, which they haven't had as part of Taste. So it's so excellent to see all these different people with different ideas and popping them into the Taste calendar and really showcasing the region.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And of course, looking ahead to 2025, if anyone out there runs a food or hospitality business and they're thinking they want to be a part of this, just reach out to you guys over the next couple of months and have a bit of a chat.
That's right. We can always add you to the calendar or discuss what we've got going on and
go from there. No, love it. Fantastic. And of course, we will be catching up next week with Natasha for more details about this. But of course, the event that everyone knows and loves and associates with Taste, as well as, of course, Taste in the Park, which is coming up next weekend, finish all off in Bicentennial Park. Plenty going on there, which is always great. So love that.
Yeah, so we've got Taste in the Park. That day is a full day on the 13th. Like you mentioned, there'll be the Spilt Milk Cow to Cone experience. Tom's Bar will be having their wine cupboard experience. And then Papa Luigi's has come on board. So they'll be doing a family night, all things Italian.
Cool. No, love that. Sensational. We'll get more details from Natasha next week. She's popping in. But you can get all the details about Taste Tamworth on the Destination Tamworth website, destinationtamworth.com.au. The Facebook page has it as well. Our events guide's got some details as well, fm929.com.au. Mel, thank you so much for coming in, having a chat with us this morning, and all the best with everything for Taste.
Thank you for having me. I hope you come down on Sunday.
Oh, I'll be there. Don't worry about that.
Did you know Australia needs around 33,000 blood donations every week to meet demand? 92.9